Hey everyone, Chelsea here, or CMXP as some of you may know me by. I come today with an important announcement. Today or tomorrow, depending on what time this is uploaded, I'll be launching a crowdfunding campaign with DCS for a new queer erotica show called Gummy and the Doctor. If you don't know, DCS is a prolific queer erotica webcomics and visual novel dev. They are also responsible for giving Basket and Angel their official canon looks. Gummy and the Doctor is a trans-focused sci-fi fantasy erotica that centers on the two main characters, Edwin, a horny perfectionist shut-in scientist, and Gummy, an equally as horny, gooey pink alien. The concept of the show is exploring gender, bodies, and embracing failures. Now, an important note about the show is that it will not only be an audio drama, but a picture drama as well. That means you will actually be able to see Edwin and Gummy and all their wild and sexy antics. So far, we only have the pilot app done for this series, which was paid out of pocket. We are hoping that with your help, we can get the series done faster and more efficiently. We have a crowdfunding goal of $5,000, with extra funds being spent to pay actors more and reimburse us for payments already made. We would really appreciate any support given to this show, be it monetary, boosting the campaign, or even following the show's social media accounts. We plan on continuing the show even if it doesn't reach its goal, but if it does reach it, that would show me there is a chance for a season 2 of Fuck Humans if or when I launch my own crowdfund for the series. The episode you're about to hear now is the pilot for Gummy and the Doctor. If you would rather watch it, then just go into the show notes and click on the link that leads to the campaign, which has the pilot video embedded into it. Also, check out all the links to the show's socials while you're down there. Now, the pilot is safe for work-ish, but please be wary that there is still quite a bit mature dialogue. Now, without further ado, here is Ep 1 of Gummy and the Doctor.
Edwin, you gorgeous, sexy, intelligent bastard. You've done it again. Or at least I will do it once I finish creating this beast. The perfect sex partner. They'll have everything. Killer boobs, a round ass, huge dick. Or maybe vagina. Oh, silly Edwin. Why even bother fretting over it? The obvious answer is both. If I can give myself switchable body parts, I surely can do the same with this creature. Computer, is everything in order?
Yes, Dr. Glum. Project number 356 is ready to receive the energy transfer.
Great. Begin the transfer. Yes, it's happening. Live.
Ooh, well, this is interesting.
Error. Power source interference.
Interference? Impossible. I'm pulling energy from the sun. What could be blocking it?
To avoid system overload, please end power transfer now.
End the transfer? But I'm so close!
Oh wow, they must really want it. I've never got a signal this horny before.
Continue with the transfer.
Perhaps all your blood is not running to your brain. Did you not hear my first warning? If transfer proceeds, the lab will face a system overload.
No such thing. I checked the connection a dozen times. It's literally impossible that anything could block it. You need a system update. Now, proceed with the transfer.
Proceeding. Transfer at 10%. 15%. 30%.
Yes.
40%. 45%.
It's happening.
50%.
I'm actually going to have sex with someone.
60%.
And they'll be perfect.
75%.
The perfect body.
80%.
The perfect lover.
90%.
I'll finally get to feel the touch of another person. I won't be alone anymore.
System overload. System overload. Remember that overload I warned you about only seconds ago? Well, that's happening right now, like I said it would.
What? No!
Shutting down in 3, 2, 1.
No! Ugh! What the hell was that? Computer. What the? Is that a spaceship?
So this is Earth. A lot warmer than I was expecting.
Computer, are you on?
Yes, Dr. Glum, but I'm only running at 10% capacity. Which I wouldn't be if you had only taken precaution during my first warning.
Yes, I get it. I need you to do a scan of the creature in the backyard. Tell me what it is and how to destroy it.
Unable to pull up results.
Oh, shit. When will you have enough power to scan?
Incorrect, Dr. Glum.
Huh?
Even at this power level, I can scan and recognize all 1 trillion organisms on Earth. I can't, however, recognize organisms outside of Earth, as I do not have data on such species.
Outside of Earth? Are you telling me that thing is an alien?
Ooh, is this their pod? Interesting.
Computer, turn on all the house cameras.
I am still only at 30% capacity. I do not have enough power to activate all cameras. Or you could try doing it yourself.
You want me to turn on all 580 cameras by myself? Can you at least scan the house for any intruders?
There seems to be an unknown organism occupying the living room at this moment.
Can you turn on the cameras in that room? Fuck, I knew it. It's that thing.
So many strange objects.
Computer, do you have enough power to activate the home security devices in the living room?
Yes, Dr. Glum.
Excellent. Activate device number 3.
What's this? Are you the thing that called me here?
That's right. Hurrah, you bastard! What? That's over 150 volts. How is it surviving? Activate device number 2. Yes! Burn it alive! Huh?
This is hot and all, no pun intended. But temperature play really isn't my thing.
Damn it! Looks like I'll have to pull out the big guns. Cover your eyes, computer. This is going to get messy.
I do not possess such organs.
Just activate weapon number 1.
Oh, wow. Those look sharp.
Finally! Now I guess I'll have to go clean up the mess. Oh, come on. You've got to be kidding me.
Whew. So, I think we're on two different wavelengths here. If you would just come out, I would be more than happy to satisfy your needs.
Fuck, fuck, fuck! I'm trapped in the house with this thing!
Usually, in a situation like this, it is common for one to call higher authorities.
The police! You're suggesting I bring the government into my lab?
If you find that option unsuitable, may I suggest another?
Fine, if you insist. Not like anything I came up with was working anyways.
You may not be able to harm the species, but it may be possible to contain it.
Contain it?
Such a strange pod. So clean. Why is everything so muted? Where is the color? Hello? Is anyone here? What's this?
Such a strange device. Can't wait to meet the mind behind this.
Capture successful.
Excellent. Now to figure out what this thing is and how to get rid of it.
There you are.
I can't believe this.
Did you finally come to play, or are you gonna keep me waiting?